Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
A man by the name of Mark Twain once said, "I never let my schooling interfere with my education." It is said that a child educated only in school is an uneducated child. What does that mean? It means that true education is not merely learned through a textbook. And the way to prove that one understands something is not merely through a test. This is the old way, the chalk and talk way, the way of memorizing facts and dates, then taking a test and then forgetting about them a week later. What good does that do? A man by the name of Howard Gardner came up with a theory of multiple intelligences. He said that there are auditory learners, kinesthetic learners, people that learn through touch, people that learn through stories. See, we all have different gifts and strengths. And to create an educational system where only one type of learning is preferred is absurd. Not only unfair, but it sacrifices the God-given abilities of students and the good of the world. The best advice I could give a student is figure out how you learn. Just because you fail a test doesn't mean you're slow. Just because you're having a hard time understanding something doesn't mean it's impossible, because there are no bad students, only inflexible teachers. Yeah, I went there. In the third grade, my teacher, Mrs. Williams, wanted to hold me back. She said I was slow. And they are not gonna like me saying this, but when I was growing up, my parents thought that I had mental disabilities. No, I just wasn't understanding in the way that they were teaching. A few years ago, I graduated magna cum laude, honors with my degree in anthropology. The same man who took us to the moon, Wernher von Braun, failed math class twice. See, nobody is slow, but the secret is you must figure out how you learn and learn everything you can about what you love. And I promise life will become a lot easier. Peace. What do you think the future of learning should look like? Share your dreams and ideas in the link in the description box below.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.